Bill, well, my husband, I was like, I could not have a real conversation with her if we were face to face. Like, I would just be like,
yes. And we are country as hell ourselves.
Yes.
She's
a different level.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Tell Me Everything. I'm Natalie and I'm joined by my sister, Laura Bell.
We've only been talking for an hour before we hit record.
We were chatting about life and things, and then we started getting into the Brittany Cartwright of it all, and then we was like, okay, let's just start the podcast. Yep. So here we are on this beautiful Thursday.
Because
I guess this week the Us Weekly, which did they even print anything anymore, but Brittany's on the cover of the digital magazine. She looks great, but she's discussing the split with Jax.
Yeah.
And how, you know, she and I guess Cruz moved out of the house. It's still not clear to me, like, are they sharing custody? Is Cruz with her full time? Like, these are like some details I don't know the answer to. I know you said she was on Not Skinny, but not Fat
pod. Yeah, and I haven't listened to the whole thing. I've just like seen clips like on Instagram, but I was actually looking at Vanderpod recaps to see if they did a recap because she always breaks down everything, but she was just on there kind of saying the same thing that she said in the Us Weekly article, like why she moved out, like what the final straw was, basically saying like she doesn't see them getting back together anytime soon, you know, just like things like that. I don't know, it's just like kind of like none of us are surprised, so like reading the article I'm like, yeah, this tracks, like I believe everything you're saying, like Jax is a terrible person, so I don't know.
Yeah, and I guess like the bombshell is like that they have like a sexless marriage, like I kind of alluded to on the show on the Valley, but then they had like a big falling out after she went out with Kristen one night, and then they had like a huge fight, and that was kind of like the last straw for her. One thing I noticed on the Us Weekly cover is that she does still have their wedding ring on. I'm just so confused by the whole thing, because I'm like,
I know.
Obviously, I want her to be happy and like fight for herself and her son and like do whatever she needs to do, but at the same time I'm like, you're still doing your podcast with him, you're still like doing all this press with him, and you knew who he was when you married him.
We all told you, girl, like I don't know what the surprise is. She did say that she's open to dating other people, which I thought was actually interesting. She said if he wants to, he can. So I was like, okay, like, yeah, I mean, it's like, is that true? I don't know. But I was just like, okay, that's interesting that she said that. But
I don't know. And the other thing,
Brittany's such a like complex character.
Yes. And the other thing from the Us Weekly article that was like horrible to me that I didn't realize was that on House of Villains, Jax said that she had a stroke.
Yeah,
that was like a complete lie, and like never. That was like that's exact. But that's so Jax. Like he's always like
so Jax.
Like lied to for the sake of lying. I don't know. I want her and Cruz to be happy, and I'm not like you know victim blaming here. But I want, you know, let's see if she actually files for a divorce. We'll see.
I know, we'll see. Yeah, I knew about the stroke thing. Like, I remember when that came out, because she said on her podcast, like, no, I did not have a stroke. And I was just like, why did he even say that?
Yeah, why did he say that? What am I missing?
I think he was just trying to have, like a good story. Like, I think he's just that type, you know, that, like, just wants to have, like, an interesting thing to talk about. But it's just, like, at the expense of your wife, like, no. Like, you know, it's just like...
Right.
But yeah, anyway,
well, we'll get into the Valley of it all in a little bit.
Yes.
What else is going on in our Bravo world?
I don't know, I'm trying to think. Oh, we had the Rihanna interview. magazine.
Yes.
Did you read that?
Yeah, I didn't read the whole thing. I saw like the headline, the, you know, Bravo related headlines.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, where she comments on Kyle and Morgan's relationship.
Yeah.
And then also she says that she thinks, you know, if Tom Sandoval came back, why not let Monica Garcia come back?
Right.
So, which I think is a good point. So,
right.
But I just
right.
love how she is in the know, you know?
Yes, I do too. She's like a real fan. Like I love
yes.
that. Yes,
like that she could like hold, she's not like a pretend fan. Like she could like hold a conversation about it, you know?
Yes. Yes.
So,
I loved it.
I love it.
Speaking of Monica, she announced some big news yesterday. Did you see?
Honey, I saw it.
She is pregnant with her fifth child, unexpectedly, supposedly, with her mystery boyfriend. She did not reveal who the child's father is. But I was honestly like shocked by this. Like this actually like was, I thought it was fake. Like I was like, this is a prank headline. And then I saw it in like more places and I was like, oh my gosh, like this is real. I just couldn't believe it.
It's awful to me. I'm sorry. Cause I'm like, you, how old's her oldest child? Like 18 or so?
Yeah.
18, 18 13, 7, 6, and now newborn. I guess the reason that it's just awful is cause like you just saw what she put her other kids through on the show. And like her 18 year old was basically like taking care of the
little ones.
And that's right. That's what we were led to believe by the show. I don't know their personal life.
Right.
But on the show, it was definitely presented right. as the oldest one, like cooks and cleans and is like a mother role to the youngest ones. And now she's bringing baby number five
right.
into the picture with a mystery man who's, according to page
right.
six, is 29. But we don't know his
10-year age difference.
We do know his
yeah.
age. Yeah, which, you know, all good there.
Right.
But she already has four daughters,
yeah.
and now she'll be bringing a fifth one into this world. So kudos to Monica.
Congrats to Monica. What else
Y'all
can
are pregnant
we say?
At the same time.
I know. I'm going to text her.
I know. I mean, what can I say? I don't know. I'm just trying to watch my words here, so I'm not saying anything.
I know.
Else. Change
I know.
The subject. Let's change
know,
the subject. Yeah. All right. So, did you watch Vanderpump Rules this week?
I did, and. I do want to just say, like, we are not ignoring the Faith lawsuit against Bravo and Lala and Stassi,
yes.
but me and Natalie both want to do our homework and, like, actually, like, understand the case before we discuss it, because this was, like, so long ago, but it's also very layered, and
mm-hmm.
I want to, like, do my research before we discuss it, but I just want to make sure people know, like, we're not ignoring it. And I want to talk about it, but there's so much going on. But the Bravo docket did release a pod, kind of breaking it down. So I'm going to listen to that today, and hopefully we can talk about it maybe next week.
Yeah.
Do like a recap of it, because it's,
yeah,
you know, it's interesting. Like, and she is using the lawyers from Bethany Frankel's Reality Reckoning, which I think is interesting. But I actually think her case probably holds more water than anybody else's. So that's why I want to treat it with care. And like, I want to understand it before we break it down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, it's not that we're ignoring this big news. We just wanted to, neither of us have really had the time to like,
no.
you know, read the articles, listen to the podcast,
right.
like dig a little bit deeper into it. So we will
yeah,
put that on the agenda for sometime next week
for sure.
We also really quick before we start, Ginger 666, I wanted to recommend to shout her this person
shout out.
Yeah. This we got our first review on Apple Podcast, 2 stars. So by Satan herself.
Himself. I know Ginger 666.
Ginger 666. Just as if this is a Summer House specific podcast, they wrote the following words. Lara posted this to our Instagram too. Nothing about our just general Bravo podcast, but it's like, you both apologize. Okay, the title of the review is Lindsay is Crazy. You both apologize for her bad behavior, comma. She never takes accountability for anything. Yes, Carl knew this about her. She will never get along with anyone. She has an alcohol problem. Her behavior changes dramatically. Very helpful, Ginger.
Very helpful. I don't even know what she's referring to. Like, we just ramble on so much. I'm like, what is she talking about?
Like, we talk about everything, not just Summer House. I mean, like, we like Lindsay?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, like, me and Natalie are flip-floppers, so, like, episode to episode, we're like, we change our opinion. So it's like, what episode are you even referring to? Like, you know, it's just funny because I'm just like, I wish you could she had commented on a specific episode and not our pod as a whole, because I would love to know like what she's referring
to. I'm like, yeah, we can't really engage in any sort of back and forth or conversation.
No.
This is just, this unfortunately is a review on our actual podcast. So it doesn't mention us or like our banter, like, you like the sisters?
I know.
Like, so, guys, this is just like a little shout out to please, if you listen to us and you like us, please leave us a review. And
if you like us, leave us a review. And if you hate us, send it to me in a DM, because I want to read it and respond.
Right. And like, leave a helpful review. Like, how does this help? This doesn't help anyone understand like our podcast. So
she's changed her mind on Lindsay though. Ginger 666.
Yeah, Ginger 666.
She made me hate Lindsay.
Yeah, Lindsay is crazy. But call us, Ginger. Like, we'd love to like have you on and hear your side.
You can be a guest on the pod anytime, honestly.
Yeah, we're up for conversation. I mean, our way is the correct way, but we're open to like hearing
other
people.
We're 100% right all the time, but we're open to what you have to say.
Oh, love it. So funny. I know. So guys, for real though, leave us a review if you haven't already.
Yes, please.
All right. So this episode of Vanderpump Rules, it kind of picks up where we're back, we're still at the beach day, and if you remember, like, you know, Brock makes a joke about Ariana, I'm sorry, about Raquel, and Tom, it kind of sets Ariana off, understandably so.
Right.
Tom kind of walk away, and it opens up with Ariana saying, he's never going to be sorry, remorseful, and you guys keep shoving him down my fucking throat. What do you think I'm going to do? Sit here and have the best beach day ever? Like, what do you expect?
Right.
And then Brock says, I think this guy's been castrated and he's sitting in a corner. I'm like, Brock, sit this one out,
bud. I know, sit this one out, baby. Yeah.
Ariana's like rolls her eyes and just is like, I disagree. Like, he's literally just throwing jabs at me, which he was. Like, he was throwing all these jabs about the way she keeps house, like her being lazy, like being unorganized. Like, he is making dicks at her. And so she flips out and she's like, I'm allowed to throw jabs at him. I didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
And so in her confessional, she's like, this man is making me out to be a horrible partner. And then they flash back to like Ariana saying, or Tom saying Ariana doesn't pay the bills. And then at beach day, she's like, y'all don't stick up for me and you don't tell him to shut the fuck up. Like, you know, nobody's coming to her defense, even her, like, even honestly, like Katie's kind of like sitting quiet. I mean, she's doing like the best she can, Katie, I think, but I'm like, nobody else. And that's, you know, she had said like, you know, he's a misogynist. Like, he's got to have another male tell him that he's wrong. But well, I do think it's unfair.
He's not going to respect Katie. You know, like, he's not going to be like, yeah, Katie, you're right.
No. Like, I feel like Sheena and Lala are the only two, and we already know how they feel.
No.
In this friend group.
Right. Right. And I wrote in my notes, like, what is, like, realistically, what is their expectation of Ariana? Because, like, let's say, you know, because Sheena and Lala are both like, you need to let go of your anger. So I'm like, okay, let's say that she was at peace. Like, she was cool with hanging out with Tom. Is she still expected to just not care, like, when he's talking about going to singles night and making jokes about Raquel? Like, it's like, even if you're, quote, at peace with someone, that doesn't mean they have the right to just do whatever they want in front of you. Like, it's just, I don't understand what they really expect from Ariana.
Yes. I totally agree, because I'm like, you know, she is playing ball here. She is agreeing to film scenes with him.
Right.
But he's treating her with such disrespect, like making the jokes about sleeping with Raquel, you know, then making the jabs about, well, that's the only bill you paid. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Right. You can shut the fuck up. You're lucky that anyone is, that I am filming with you.
Right.
And, but the producers just love Tom Sandoval, and it's just sick. And this would never happen in, like, a real world situation.
No.
And I do think I saw, like, a few comments online where people were like, you know, I wish this had been, like, the women's, like, empowerment season, where it was, like, all the girls banded together and, like just slayed 100%. In West Hollywood. But instead, it's, like, it's still the Tom show.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that
Lala,
later.
I'm like, she's, like, he can't win or whatever, which I know we're going to get there. But I'm like, but why do you want him to win? Like, why can't you just support Ariana? Like, why does Tom have to have, like, a moment of, like, triumph? Like, why can't Ariana be, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, why are we rooting for his redemption? Like, I just feel like it's so weird to me that the group is not on Ariana's side.
I mean, I could understand it from, like, a wanting to, like, film, to, like, keep the show going. And, like, okay, well, she did. Now she's filming with him.
Right.
So, like, if Tom could just be normal for 2 freaking seconds and just, like, listen and be in the background and blend in. But he can't. He can't help but get these jabs in.
Right.
Then we like, flash to from the beach over to the bar where the Toms went. And they're ordering, like, their non-alcoholic drinks. And they're still, like, they're talking about Ariana and the dogs. And then they, you know, because Ariana had said, like, well, I pay the adoption fees, so they're my dogs. And, like, I'm like, I don't know the answer to that.
I
think she's heated. Like, she's fired up. So you latch onto anything, you know, right or wrong at that point.
Right.
And Tom's like, I love Maya. And then they show him in his confessional, and he's, like, complaining about Ariana again. He's like, the famous line heard around the world, he repeated in this show, this episode, anything the house needs, from toilet paper to trash bags to pins and batteries to electrical work to repairs. And then he trails off. And I'm like, the pins and batteries, like,
pins and batteries.
Remember that was like why he had an affair with Raquel.
Literally,
that was his excuse last year.
Literally, right,
was that she never stocked the pins and batteries.
Yep.
And then the producer says, kind of what we're all thinking to him, like, you just got destroyed for saying that. So why would you bring it up again? And he's like, just being so fucking ridiculous. So he's like, well, when she gets her own place, she's gonna be in for a rude awakening. I'm like, bruh, like, how many batteries do you use? Like,
I know.
What do you put back? Like, pins?
I know.
Like, I have a drawer full of pins. Like, I can't, like, I have so many, like, it's just, like, pins and batteries of all things. And then even with, like, supplies, like, Amazon does, like, subscribe and save. Like, what are you?
Right. And also, it's hilarious, because I'm like, Anne is obviously the one doing all this for you.
Oh, my gosh. That, like, is exactly what I was going to say. Why are, if you are restocking the pins and batteries, may I ask you why? Because you have an assistant.
You literally have a full-time assistant, like, or seemingly she's full-time. So I'm like, why?
Right.
I don't believe Tom,
like,
is going to Costco and getting the toilet paper. I don't.
100%. Right. I don't either.
Yeah.
And if he is, then that just shows even more of his stupidity, because why isn't that what your assistant is supposed to be for like house management,
right,
and administrative tasks?
Right. Totally.
So he's just so dumb.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why we are supposed to be rooting for this guy.
I don't know why production is choosing to like root for him. Like, it just feels like the editing is in his favor.
And I'm not even saying we have to like vilify him, but we're vilifying Ariana, and that doesn't make any sense to me. Right. So back at the beach, everybody's like wrapping up, and Sheena is saying like, oh, well, Tori's coming to the bar, and she kind of giggles, and James is like, I think Schwartz is like secretly is obsessed with Tori. And Tori, if we all remember, is like the 24-year-old girl that sometimes keeps Summer Moon.
Right.
And Sheena like refers to her as like her former nanny. I was like, I don't think she was ever your nanny, but okay.
Yeah.
Like, she babysat for you like one time.
Right.
Like a nanny, there's a difference between a nanny and a babysitter. I hate
100%
interchangeably.
They're different.
So basically Sheena's like, yeah, my former nanny thought that Schwartz was hot, so I was like encouraging her to make out with Schwartz. But then I misjudged things because Katie said Tori should date me instead. And then Sheena calls Katie Miss Steal Your Girl. What do you think about this?
It, to me, is like cringy. Like, I don't know. It doesn't do anything for me, to be honest. Like, I think Tori just wants to be on the show, and it's just like, I just think it's a silly storyline, and
it's production.
Yes, 100%.
I don't believe this at all.
No.
And I think that somebody's kind of encouraging them to do this for a storyline.
I agree. It gives me those vibes for sure.
Because it gives Katie and Al
obsessed with each other. Like, they're obsessed with each other. Like, I'm sorry.
This is like a kink thing. I'm sorry. Yes. It's like, yes. Because I'm like, this gets Katie off the hook for the next thing.
Right.
It gets Tom a way out of Joe. Like, it's like a win-win for both of them. So that's why I think they're playing ball.
Right.
And agreeing to like pretend to date the same person.
Right.
I don't know. I just am not buying it.
But I'm also like darked out that she's 24 and Sheena is setting her up with her 41-year-old friend. Like, I just am like, that is so weird to me. Like, I would never like look at my 24-year-old nanny, quote unquote, and be like, hey, do you want to hang out with my divorced 41-year-old friend? Like, it's just such a weird setup to me.
It's such a weird setup. Yeah, it's like, yeah, she's significantly younger.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel like if this, there's no way that Katie, like, she, like, if you're gonna share share a girlfriend with somebody, it wouldn't be your ex-husband.
Ooh, it's so dumb to me.
They're treating it as this is so normal. I was like on James Kennedy's side later when he was like, can we not admit how effing weird this is?
I was just about to say, James is the voice of reason, because he was like, this is weird. And I was like, it is. Like, it's weird. There's no way around it. This is weird. I'm sorry.
Right.
Totally.
So Miss Steal Your Girl, like, so they're all packing up and then they go back to the bar and Sandoval's like, I'm going to do another shot, but it's water.
Water.
And Schwartz is like, yeah, it's a water bomb. I'm like, that's not a thing. No. What's up with these people? I don't.
What's the point of sobriety if you're still doing the thing? Like, I feel like the action of taking a shot is not sober behavior, which I'm not an expert on sobriety, I know, but I'm just saying that is strange to me. Because I've even heard like some like people talk about like even James drinking the THC drinks.
Yes.
Like, that's really not sober behavior.
She's still binge drinking.
Right.
But it's just a different.
Right. So it's like, I don't know. And I don't really understand why Tom is sober. Like, I guess it's still for Raquel. Like, I just am like, okay, whatever. But I did laugh. Yeah. I just want to go back just real quick. It's when Katie called Tom and was like, hey, you left your stuff down here. And he's like, thanks for getting it for me. And she's like, oh, I was just letting you know it's down here. Like, that made me laugh.
Right.
Because I was like, it's so funny.
Yeah, he just left all of his stuff on the beach. But I just don't understand their dynamic at all.
I don't either.
Yeah. I don't get it. But I do feel like there's some sort of sexual tension.
Yes, 100%.
I'm not saying she wants him back by any means. No. But I think he would get back with her in a heartbeat.
Oh, he would get back together with her today. Like, 100%. Mm-hmm. The rest of the group came, though, and ordered, like, apps. Did you see the oysters? I know you're an oyster.
Oh, yes.
I knew you'd pick up on that. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah,
tell me about the appetizer. Did you think they looked good? I was like, I don't know anything about oysters, so do these look good? Because they were like, this is a fat one. And I was just like, ew. But I was like, why did they all go to the same bar? Like, I thought the point was like for Tom to get Tom away from the group, and then they're all at the same bar. And I did laugh at the scene between Brock and Allie are like playing ping pong, and Brock is like, so do you have any brothers or sisters? And she's like, no, I'm an only child. And he was like, oh, how was that growing up? And she's like, I loved it. And I laughed because I thought about your son, Mac. I was like, Mac loves being an only child. Like, it's like he loves it. I didn't know that about Allie, so I learned a little bit about Allie today. So
that scene made me laugh because I was like, oh, the B cast is getting to know each other.
I know. I loved it.
Like playing cornhole and ping pong.
I know.
I mean, I guess like the bar was obviously like set up for them to go for to. Filming, right. So I mean, at least there was like some separation with the Toms.
Right.
I do feel like oysters are having a moment in the show, because that last episode, yes, they ordered oysters and the lobster paella. So,
and Summer ordered oysters too. I was like, oysters are having a moment.
They're having a moment on Bravo, rightfully so.
Yeah,
I mean, I can't really speak to the oysters. I don't know like where they were from, like what coast they were from. Like, I can't speak to it, but I am glad that they're having a moment.
Well, Tom is sitting on a table of girls, and did you notice his, like, cheers?
I didn't clock it. What did he say?
It's just, like, it's not, like, offensive. It just made me laugh. He said, to Venice, sunsets, and laughter, and happily ever after. And it's just, like, so cheesy. But I will tell you, and you are probably not going to agree with me, I would rather see the Toms, like, doing embarrassing stuff like this, like the singles night, hitting on girls, like being goofy, then watch him fight with Ariana. Like, I want to like roll my eyes at the Toms and like make fun of them. And like, that's like entertaining to me. I don't need to see the like redemption arc. Like, I wish the show had leaned more into Ariana and Tom figuring out their lives separate rather than how's the group going to come back together. Like, I just think it's so exhausting as a viewer because it's not fun to watch. And it's like, it's so dark. And I'm like, I'd rather see Ariana. Like, why aren't we seeing her at Dancing with the Stars practice? Why aren't we seeing her film these ads? Like, I would rather see that and see Tom, like, and Tom, like, being dumb at the bar. Like, I just was like, this is actually like a fun scene to me because it's just like silly and light. And it's just like, I don't know.
as cool as they think they are, they look ridiculous.
Exactly.
Like, at this bar and at the singles night, like, they look ridiculous. Like, Tom Sandoval looks like an idiot. And then Schwartz, it's like so uncomfortable and like so, like, he's so fidgety. Like, it's like embarrassing. So I'm like, yeah, y'all go live like your single life.
Right. But I'd rather watch that. Like, I would rather watch that as a viewer.
I don't hate Tom in those moments because I'm like, go off, you know?
That's the redemption arc he could have, you know?
Yeah, because he's so nerdy, you know? Yes. So I agree. Like, more like that stuff, you know, wouldn't really bother me. And then, like, let the girls, because, like, all of those girls are single. Like, Lala, yes, Katie, and Ariana, like, that would have been like a fun thing to like to play
to
off
lean
of and like let
into,
them
right?
be single and like,
Yeah.
well, I guess Ariana's dating that man for some
But I think
reason,
she's open to
so.
like going out and like partying. Like I think that would be fun to watch, you know? Because even later when they go play Top Golf, it was kind of the same thing. It was just like a fun day. And I was just like, I want more of that. Like that's why I like Vanderpump Rules. I like watching them have fun. I don't mind a fight here and there, but I don't need the whole season to be dark and
And that's
like
like all Sheena and Lala will talk about is like, when are you moving out of the house? Like it's nothing about like even like Allie later is like, you know, what is your dream house? Like, you know, like asking her like, what's your goal? Like, what are you trying to manifest? But like for Lala and Sheena, who seem to want her to move out so quickly, like they aren't even asking her anything on camera about like herself really. So yeah, so then I did clock the like yard games, and then you know that girl. Oh, Tori shows up by the way, and Schwartz buys her like a drink, like some sparkling wine.
I want to discuss this. She orders, or she says she wants champagne at the beach, and that just like darks me out. I don't know why. I was just like, I would not want champagne at a beach bar. I'm sorry. Like I just, I'm just like,
it's like
she's definitely 24.
Yes, it's like drinking red wine at a beach bar.
Yes.
It's like champagne. I love champagne. And I'm not even opposed to drinking it at a beach bar, but it's like has a certain time of day that you should drink this at a beach bar.
Right.
It was definitely like a margarita type beach bar.
Yes.
So they didn't even have champagne.
Yeah,
they had sparkling wine. And they didn't have champagne glasses. They had like, if you notice, they were like little clear tumblers.
Yes.
So this is not a place that is conducive to proper champagne drinking.
No.
So yes, like there's like a great pool patio would warrant a champagne and an ice bucket with, you know, stemmed glasses.
Right.
But this was not that such a place. There, if there's a ping pong table, I don't really think you're drinking champagne.
Yeah, it just, it made me laugh. I was like, ew.
Yes. So then Katie, of course, like wanders over because production said, hey, go in there because they're talking. And then Schwartz calls her a cock blocker.
Which she is. She is.
Yes. Yes. So then like Lala and Sheena sit down with Ariana, and I thought this, in a way, it was a weird conversation, but I was like, okay, like, maybe we're making some progress in our friendship together. And Lala's like, do you think there are still unresolved feelings? Ariana's like, I know the amount of anger I have towards him is not healthy. Like, she's acknowledging this. Like, and then Sheena's like, you know, Sheena is like, I wish there could be a calm conversation. And Ariana's like, he's never going to say that he fucked up. You know, he's just, he never is. And the girls, they just like start crying. Yeah. And Ariana says, like, they're all crying. So like, obviously like they're kind of moved by this. And Ariana's like, he knew the deepest, darkest parts of me and he doesn't. And then she kind of trails off. And then Sheena's like, that was your dream house. He wrecked that house. And now let's get you out. And who cares about the materialistic items when it comes to your happiness? I just want you to be happy. And I'm just like, that's not what it's about. It's not about being materialistic, Sheena. It's about making sound financial decisions, you stupid bitch. I'm sorry. It's none, like, let Ariana have her space and time to, like, it's not about, I want this couch. It's like, I want the financial value of this couch because I had $2,000 in my bank account last week.
Exactly.
What is so hard for them to understand?
I don't know. And I, this conversation, I loved it at first, but then as we see throughout the rest of the episode, they
don't. It stops here. And then they just, it's like they forgot about this because then Ariana, they're all still crying and she's like, you're right. You know, it just sucks. I put so much of my life and my money and my time into making this my dream home. He wrecked it and he's the one acting like he is deserving to stay there and keeping it.
Right.
He makes all the digs. I never did anything to him. Right. And, you know, it is sad because like they did put a lot of time and effort into it. So why does he act like he is the one that gets to keep the house?
Right. I know. And it's like, in Lala and Sheena's defense, I get the argument of like, I love my friend, I see you're miserable, and I want you to get out and have a fresh start. But when Ariana is explaining to you why she doesn't feel like she can do that, then listen to her and accept that and support her. Like, mm-hmm. it's almost like they're mad at her for not doing what they want her to do. Like, it's like...
And almost like, be like, hey... Anytime you're at the house, call me. I'll come over. I'll be with you at the house to give you a buffer. Right. What can I help you do in terms of inventory? What can I do to actually help you?
Right.
But they're not doing that, you know, because like when she's at the house, I'm sure it's toxic, but maybe say, I'll come spend the night there. You know, I'll help support you as my friend.
Right.
And Ariana in her confessional is like, you know, I just keep my armor up because this was so traumatic. I'm trying to find ways to go through this without making it everyone's problem. Right. But then he is openly talking shit. And he's like, you know, this guy has no remorse. And then Lala even praises her at the end. She's like, you know, of all the ways you could have handled it, you rose to the occasion. You grabbed opportunities by the balls and just fucking ran. So she's like praising Ariana. So I'm like, what happened from this conversation to the next?
Okay. So that's something I wanted to say was I want to know what was the actual order of these events, because this episode to me felt very choppy in terms of timeline, because you have this scene where they're like crying, but then at the sperm bank, like a couple of scenes later, they are like talking crap about her. And then, so I'm like, how much time was between these two scenes? Did something happen in between? Like, I just am very curious because I felt like this conversation was actually very, like, meaningful and powerful. And, like, Ariana's like, you're right, but I am just trying to figure this out. Like, it's just a sweet friendship moment, I thought. But then, like, it's just, I want to know if something happened in between these two scenes. Like, between this and the sperm thing. Because it's such a heavy drop-off from... you took life by the balls and you did the thing, girl. And then being like, I don't feel bad for her. Like, that was, like...
Yeah, like she's such a very, very bitchy in that next episode of the sperm bank. Yes. So like what changed? Yeah, I totally agree with you. Like what are we missing? So maybe we'll find out. But then they go flash over to Katie and Tori, who are talking, and I just really don't give a shit about this. They kiss.
No, I just want to say
I have one thing to say too, so I wonder if it's the same thing.
What you say?
But she likes people.
Oh no! Well, no, that I wrote that. I have two notes. I wrote that.
Tori's like, have you ever dated a girl? Have you ever had sex with a girl? And then Katie's like, I would never put a label on myself. I just like people. I'm like,
but she's like, I was attracted to women, but I was with Tom Schwartz for 12 years, and I'm like. What do the two have to do with each other? Like, it's just like, okay, like, I don't know. It's just so weird. But this is what I wrote down. After they kiss, she says, I like it. Like, in her little baby
voice. Yeah, I wrote that down too, in her baby voice. I like it. I like people. I like people. I like it.
Katie is just such a confusing character to me because she, like, dresses like a biker chick and is like, hey, Tori, how's it going? And then she's like, I like it. Like, she's just, I never know what Katie I'm gonna get. Like, never.
You never, and y'all know I do not like, I have hated
Natalie
Katie.
Natalie has always hated Katie.
12 seasons of the show or whatever. And I just like, am finding myself like liking her by default this season because she's like friends with Ariana.
Right. Totally.
But I'm like, but still, I'm just like, I think. There's a lot of things I still don't like about her. And we'll get into later in the episode when she gets mad about something.
I like it.
So then that concludes Beach Day 2.0. Uh-huh. And then they go to Lala and Joe randomly are meeting at Tail of the Pup. And they get hot dogs and Cokes and beer. Like, Joe gets a beer. And Lala, it's so random because, like, Joe is like, yeah, Tom Schwartz told me I should, like, reach out to you. And Lala is like, yeah, like, she talks about Hotel Ziggy. when the girls were kind of, you know, being rude to Joe, and Joe says, you know, I see how much Schwartz loves his friends, and I want to be a part. I want to be welcome into the group. And if I want to be a part of Schwartz's life forever, and potentially Lala is the ticket to that.
Mm-hmm.
So she's basically saying, like, if I want to be on the show, I have to buddy 100%. Up with Lala.
It's all about the show.
Yes. And it's so funny because I'm like, you befriended Lala and then you were broken up with 12 hours later. But yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Which we'll get into.
We'll get into that.
And Lala's like, I just have to know, like, did you know about Tom and Raquel? And Joe lies and says no.
Yeah.
She's like, I did hang out with him, but I was, you know, gotta be honest, I was looking at Schwartz. And she was, and then she's like, I thought Ariana and Sandoval were already broken up. And I'm just like, I just don't believe that because of the Thanksgiving situation, you know, they had Thanksgiving at their house. It's just kind of a cop out to me.
Well, in her confessional, she's like, what am I supposed to do? Ask Sandoval about his relationship? And it's
right.
Like, well, yeah. Why not? Like, you're on a trip.
Because
the four of you are on a trip together. Why not?
You, or like, ask, I don't know. Yeah, I'm like, I feel like if you didn't want to see what you didn't want to see. And that,
exactly.
And so say that. But you're just like, I don't know. And, or say like, yeah, Sandoval told me that they were broken up. Which was a lie. Like, blame, again, like,
yes,
blame,
yeah,
put
right.
the blame where it deserves, you know,
right,
to be.
Right.
So then Lala's, like, asking her about her relationship with Schwartz, and Joe is like, well, Tom and I got very close, you know, just being there for tea money. And Lala's like, you call him tea, like, she just could not believe they call him tea money, which we have not heard before. This is,
no,
like, breaking
news,
yeah, that's at the hot dog news. Stand. Like, and Lala makes a joke, you know, that their wedding invite should say tea money and Joseph. And that made me laugh because
yes.
Y'all know how I like the, I kind of like the Joseph nickname, to be honest.
I do too.
Not later when he's like using it again, like to try to like lure her back
like
in.
So
yeah,
dark. We'll get
dark.
There, but I just, yeah. Well,
yeah.
This scene made me laugh because, first of all, it's obviously production. Like, it's obviously, like, Lala will film with anybody. Lala would film with a rubber doll. Like, she wants camera time. She will film with anybody. And it's so obvious that she's desperate for camera time. And I wrote that same note at the paintball thing because I'm like, Lala will come to anything if she gets to be on camera. But I also couldn't take this seriously because of what Lala has on. So she has on, like, a black tube top and then these, like,
she keeps pulling
ball
up.
Earrings. Yes. She keeps pulling up her top. She has her hair in a messy bun, which is like her look this season, I guess. She's worn that same hair every, like, a ton of different scenes. But she has these huge, like, gold earrings.
Yeah.
And she's like,
it's the middle of the day.
At a hot dog stand. Like, give me a break, girl. Like, I just was like, I can't.
Yeah, I'd clock that too. But it was such an odd thing for them to be together. And I'm like, oh, okay, like, maybe. So, I mean, obviously, if it's production, they're, like, trying to, like, introduce Joe more to us. And, like, but then the rug was pulled out under us later at the end of the episode. So
I know.
And we got a Top Golf. It's James Kennedy, Allie, Ariana, and Katie. Yeah. And they're, you know, it looks like a fun kind of afternoon.
It looks really fun. Yeah.
James Kennedy asks Katie, like, how drunk were you last night? Do you remember making out with Tori? And Katie's, like, kind of laughs, and she's like, you know, Tori is actually going on a date with Schwartz tonight. And James is being kind of nosy, and he's like, well, at what point did you decide to go for Tori? Because just, was it just because Schwartz did?
Right.
And Katie's like, I really don't care about Schwartz. It's not always about him. And I'm just like, is it not? Like,
I know. I can't.
If this was
I'm not
real,
on
I just don't see, like, you wouldn't touch, aren't you trying to distance yourselves from Schwartz? I just feel like of all the girls, I don't know, but
yeah, I'm just
it's weird. It just,
Katie with this, I'm sorry.
I'm not either.
Yeah.
And then James is in his confessional. This is when he's like hilarious. He's like, why is everybody acting like this is so fucking normal? Let me paint the bloody picture. Katie was married to Schwartz and now they're not. They're divorced and they're dating the same fucking girl that looks like she's 21 years old. What the fuck is this? This shit is fucking weird.
It's so true,
Like,
though.
thank you. And
Thank
now we
you.
said it. I mean, it's
Exactly.
so bizarre. And as an audience, I'm just like, what? Like, out of 12 seasons or whatever, however many seasons, has Katie ever explored her sexuality like this before? Like,
I
it
don't
makes
know. I don't
sense
think
that,
so.
so it's just,
Right.
it just, I'm not saying, I'm not doubting like her
Oh, I
interest
don't,
in
yeah.
women. Like, it's not about that, but I'm like,
Right.
you just expect me to believe that you've never explored anything with a woman on camera after 12 seasons, but now, of today of all days,
Right.
you're going
And
to start
why does it have
talking
to be
about
this
that.
same woman that your
Right.
ex-husband is with? Like, why not another
That's
woman?
a babysitter to a child
Right.
of your co-star.
Yes. Who's also
It just,
24. Like, I'm just like, okay, like, maybe a more
yes.
mature woman. Like, I don't know. I just was like, I just think this is so fake. I don't know. I just don't buy it at all.
Well, then the next little bit, Katie talks about eating a jacket again.
I know. Is that her, like, thing? Like, she...
Because remember, like the first couple episodes, she's like, I will eat this jacket. And
Yeah.
then, so James Kennedy is like, are y'all gonna go play paintball? And Katie's like, I would rather eat a fucking leather jacket. I'm like,
It's,
Katie,
yeah,
do you
it's
have
not
like
even,
an
yeah.
anemia or something? Like, why? It's like people that want to
Yes.
crave dirt, like, you just crave a jacket.
Yes.
It's
That's her. No.
so,
But then
it's
Ariana's like, oh, there's
funny.
a group text without me. Like, it's kind of like revealed, which I mean, I don't think Ariana's upset about that, but it's like, okay, the group has obviously moved on away from Ariana. And it's just, I don't think she's upset she wasn't invited to paintball, but I think she's like, oh, everybody is gonna go hang out with
Because
Tom, and I'm
it's not
not.
just a guy's day, it's like Sheena and Lala. Like, but why wasn't Ariana invited to that? Because I'm like, she's playing ball with you guys, like, you know, and
Right.
filming. Why couldn't she go to paintball? I don't know.
I don't
I don't
know.
understand again what happened. And then I thought this was interesting because Allie's like, you know, how's the house stuff going? And
Yeah.
Ariana's like, I need to see if he's going to counter my counter, you know, in the letter, my lawyer, you know, he has this many days to respond, you know, and if they don't, like, we'll be prepared to go to court. And then Allie asked her a question, and she's like, you know, what's your dream house? And Ariana's like, you know, I really like a treehouse vibe. It's going to be really exciting because this will be mine and nobody can take it from me.
Right.
And the reason I clocked this is because it's so similar to what Lala says in the next episode, talking about a baby.
Yep.
I don't know. I just found it to be so similar.
Yes.
But Ariana is looking for a house to be hers that a
Right.
man can't take away, and Lala's looking for a baby that a man can't take away.
Right.
I just
Which
thought that was interesting.
makes it more disappointing that Lala is not being supportive of Ariana, because I think that's what bothers me. It's not that Ariana doesn't deserve to be like criticized or, you know, not even criticized, but like have a real conversation about like what's your plan? Like, where are you going from here? Like, I think that is a good friend to say, what's your next steps? Like what you were talking about, like, how can I help? What can we do? What's your next venture? But to be like critical of her and say, well, she should be doing this and she should be doing that, like, I don't, that's not helpful. And I'm like, Lala, what if I told you what you should do? Like, what if I told you what you should do with Randall? Like, I just don't think that's fair for anybody. And so I just think it makes me more disappointed in Lala as a friend, because I think she should have more empathy towards Ariana than anyone, because she's been through something similar. And I just think it's really sad that she's choosing to be a producer's pet rather than being a good friend. So it's just disappointing.
I totally agree. So then the Lala is going to the sperm bank, and Sheena is going with her, and then and Lala says, like, you know, I want to be fully in charge of my child. I don't ever want the unknown. I just want to know the kid is mine forever. And I understand where she's coming from because I know she had like a horrific custody battle that's not even over. But I also, from the outside, I'm like, it's kind of a lot of pressure to put on this this child.
Right.
I feel like it's kind of some negativity to put on Ocean and putting like her giving Ocean maybe a complex, like if she sees this. And then another question I have, which is like just like food for thought for Lala, is like, you know, what if you do get married or become, you know, get, you know, involved with somebody that you love? And I know a lot of people have their partners actually adopt the child later in a relationship. And I just am curious, like, if she ever would see that happening. I know she doesn't know the answer to that, but I feel like she's talking in these definitives, like, this is my child.
Yeah.
And I just, it makes me a little uncomfortable sometimes because there's some unknowns. And even if it is your own child, I just don't like the phrasing that she's choosing to use personally, but that's just me.
No, I agree.
I know you're not gonna, you're biting your tongue.
No, I know. I'm just like, I agree with what you're saying. And I think it is, it's so complicated. And I think, like, I just think this is a trauma response from her. And I don't think you should make decisions based out of your trauma. And I think Lala equates peace with healing. And I'm like, I think you're just declaring that you're at peace, but you're actually not.
Yeah.
And so it's
like focusing on something else instead of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, cause I think like Lala, you know, like her sobriety, I do applaud her for that. Like, I think she saw she had a problem. She went to AA, she fixed it. She worked through that. And I do think that's like commendable. Like I do, I think that's very cool. Like that's amazing. Like that's inspiring, whatever. But I think this situation, I think she wants it to be an empowering thing, but she keeps talking about Randall and she keeps talking about the trauma. And so it's like, I don't know that you're doing this for the right reasons. And that's not my place to say, I know, but I'm just like, it just feels like you're doing this from a place of trauma and a reactive, like it's a response.
It does feel very reactionary because of, she every time she's talking about using a sperm donor, she references Ocean and Randall. And I don't want to have this same situation.
Right.
And I just feel like I would just would maybe encourage her to be a little more careful with her words, because like if I saw my mom on camera say like, well, I want a child that's mine. Right. And if I was Ocean or this future baby, I like, it just puts pressure on you.
Yeah.
It makes you feel guilty. Like, I don't know. Just there's things that I feel like a child eventually will see and maybe ask some questions about certain things. And anyway,
no, I know.
I don't know. I don't know. What do you guys think about this? Because we're clearly
it's not an interesting experts, conversation for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I also, like, when they were walking into the sperm bank, she was like, oh, I just had to do my will, or you know, like she had to make arrangements. And I was like, that's another example of like, what if something happens to you? This child will need to go in the custody of someone. Is that your mom? Is that your brother? Is that Randall? Like, I don't know, but my point is, it's not just you in this world. Like, so I don't know. Like, if something happens to you, your child has to go somewhere. So it does take this village and you're, I don't know. Okay. Let me So it's a very like stale office environment, I wrote. Lala overshares with the manager that she's going to have a selection party. And I was like, I don't hate this idea.
No, I don't either.
But she's definitely like oversharing with this rando. I kind of tune out a little bit with that.
I did laugh because she's like, so do most donors like do this for the money? And he was like, no, they really want to help others. That just made me laugh because I'm not even saying it's not true. It just made me laugh. Like, no, donors really want to help others.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's the only, I thought that was such a scam. And she's like, oh, I love that. I'm like, honey, you're falling for the sales pitch. I mean, I think your mind's already made up, but I was like,
but she's dumb because she's like, how do we know that's healthy sperm? I'm like, do you really not think they don't test this? Like, they just take it from the cup and jam it up you? Like, I just was like, these are such stupid questions. Like, I don't know.
Well, and I was like, are these all the questions you have? Because, like, you only asked two. I was like, don't you have, like, 1,000 more? Like, you only asked, like, are people doing this to be nice? And yes. How do we know this sperm is good? It's, I was like, so, oh, my gosh.
Ridiculous.
But I kind of tuned out, but then Sheena brought me back to reality when she's like, oh my god, the beach day was so intense. I'm treading lightly with Ariana right now. And I was like, what the hell? Like, I thought you guys had a nice heart to heart at the beach bar. Right. Like, what happened?
Right.
And then Lala enters bitch mode, which I thought was so ironic considering she's like, my daughter's gonna be born into this, or my child is gonna be born into this amazing group.
Right.
We're gonna sit around and like, she's still gonna be born with love. But fuck that bitch, she needs to move out.
Exactly. I was like, it went like, so quick.
What is happening? It went, yes. Cause she's like, it's simple. Move out. I'm not talking about it anymore. You're choosing to stay in the house and I don't feel bad. And then Sheena makes like a random comment. She's like, well, maybe one day this will all be over and it will all make sense of why it took so long.
But Sheena also says, I think she won't move to an apartment because of her pride. She doesn't want to go from a house to an apartment. That pissed me off. Because I was
I'm sorry. I did write that down too. Yes.
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
That's not even true.
No, I don't think that has anything to do with it.
It's not, if people, it's not about going to live somewhere else. It's about maintaining the financial integrity that she needs to keep to get access to this
right
asset.
Right.
I don't know why it's so hard. And just that the two of them are, yeah, like, oh, she's too good to move to an apartment. She's never said that on camera. Like, I don't.
No, I just don't get those vibes true. From her. And I will say, too,
right.
I don't think any of us know what we would do in this situation. Like, I think Ariana is right. literally taking it day by day, trying to figure out who to trust. Is her lawyer giving her the best advice? I don't know. I don't know. But I'm just saying, she's lost. Like, she doesn't have support. I mean, y'all are not being good friends to her. So it's like, I have felt that way though, like in certain situations in my life where it's like, I don't know what to do. And so I just like take it day by day and like choice by choice. And I feel like that's where Ariana is. That's like the vibes I get from her. She doesn't want to make any big, you know, decisions. She just wants to figure this out, take it slow. Cause she doesn't want to mess anything up. And especially if she was as broke as she says she is, or says she was before this all happened. It's like, give her some time. Because someone pointed out on Twitter, like, rent in LA is crazy expensive. But also to find a pet-friendly apartment is expensive. Like, it's
yeah,
like,
that's you're a good adding point. On
the pet fee. You're also, like, wanting to stay in the same area, you know, because that's, like, where her friends are. It's where her life is. It's where her supposed sandwich shop is. Like, I'm just saying, like, it's not as easy as just, oh, let me just go find an apartment. I can just sign a lease today. Like, it's not that easy. And I think it's so unfair. But when Sheena said that about the pride, that just really ticked me off. Because I was like, that is such an unnecessary comment to make. And I don't think it has to do with her pride. Why can't Tom move to an apartment? Can you explain that to me? Like, why can't Tom move?
And like, why is Lala so, like, what? It's simple. Move out. Well, like, why not say, Tom, it's simple. Move out.
Right. Exactly.
Like, if people pressured him to move out, I think he would actually maybe move out. He's not I don't know.
No,
But it's just, it was like, where did this happen? Because you girls were like seriously crying.
Yes. And like holding her, kissing her cheek. Like Lala was like hugging her. Like, that's why I'm like you're something such a happened. Boss.
Right. Yeah.
That's why I'm like, did something happen in between these scenes? Because I feel like something maybe happened like at the bar later. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm like, we needed like unseen scenes or something. Like, something happened.
Yeah.
But the next scene is Tom's hair appointment. I know Natalie's really excited to dive in.
At Hair Boss was the name of the place.
This is Joe's salon where she works. And apparently, like, did you see this? I don't know if it's a rumor, if it's been confirmed, but Tom actually slept with the owner of the salon as well.
Oh my God, no.
Yes. So I need to like find the post, but I saw like where that was like alleged that he is hooked up with her boss too. And I was like, Tom Schwartz is a dog.
He's such
I know y'all are like charmed by him, but it has, the veil has been lifted for me a long time ago. Like, this man is disgusting.
I know.
And we'll get into it at the girls' night, but like the way like everyone expects Katie and Ariana like accept her in the group pisses me off, because I'm like, why can't Tom Schwartz defend his girlfriend? Like, why can't Tom Schwartz be the one? Why does Lala need to fight this battle for Joe? Tom Schwartz should be the one saying, y'all need to be nice to her. Like, there, he just is such a jerk. Like, but he's like, oh, like he does the all shucks things. Everyone's like,
yeah, oh, he you're so right. Better.
And that is what ticks me off. And I know I say this every episode, but he reminds me so much of someone I know in real life. And it just, every time he's on my screen, I just see that person. And it just, I can see right through it. So, anyway.
It's so true. Because it's like, why does Lala have to, like, why can't he be like, hey, I'm bringing Joe to beat Shay. And if y'all are rude to her, I'm going to be pissed. And like, y'all better be nice to her. And like,
'cause that night at the Mondrian, when the girls were, quote, mean to her, like that night, I was like, why is Tom not standing by her? Like holding her hand and like defending her, like like we already talked about, like I didn't see anything that night that really was like an attack, but if that did happen, like Tom should be the one to defend her, not everybody else. And also Sheena was meaner to Joe than anybody at the Mondrian, or not the Mondrian, Hotel Ziggy. Sheena was the meanest to her, so I don't know why we're mad at Katie. Like Sheena was, remember, like Sheena was like, take this hat off, you look so stupid. Like she was so mean to her.
Yes, 100%.
But Tom walks into the salon and he like greets the owner, who I don't know what the timeline is, but allegedly he slept with this woman and she has adult braces, which I also wrote down because I just thought that was interesting. But he's like, y'all can do whatever you want to my hair. Like he has no plan. Like he's just like, y'all do whatever you want. I'm in a midlife crisis. And I was just like, oh. But Tom tells Joe about his date with Tori. And Joe is, like, obviously jealous. Like, she's just like, oh, who is this girl? Like, she's just, like, obviously uncomfortable talking about this. And this is when I start to feel bad for Joe. Because at the hot dog stand, I was like, Joe, shut up. But then at this scene, this is when I started to feel bad for Joe. Because I do think Tom leads her on. I'm shaking at the hair. Like, it just kept getting worse. Like, every clip.
So, here are my thoughts on this. Because I agree. I felt bad for Joe. Because I'm like, you are in love with him. 100%. And even, like, production seemed to be like, okay, like, yeah, like, film with Lala. Like, we're going to integrate you into the show. So, she's probably thinking, like, okay, like, we are getting really serious. And then, you know, but as, you know, he comes in and she's like combing his hair and she's like, he's like, yeah, I went on a date with Tori. And it's almost like you see the rage like in her eyes. Yes. And so she's like, okay, fuck this guy. We're bleaching it blonde.
Yes.
And just, 100%. It's like you could see the fire in her eyes. She was like rage combing. She's like, 100%. Who's the girl? Where'd you meet her? What'd she do?
Yes.
Okay, so she's in the friend group. Aha. Okay. And she, as she combs it and starting to get like psycho.
Yes.
And then the other note I made was that this whole time she is not wearing a glove.
No.
She's not wearing any sort of, like, she's touching all this hair dye without gloves. Is that...
That is wrong. And also I saw this on Facebook, but I also clocked it, like the bleach, you're not supposed to put it on the roots first. And that's where she applied the bleach first. And so everyone is like pointing out, like, she's not even applying the hair color correctly. Like, it's like, she's not doing a good job. And the owner of the salon even comes over and is like, how's it going over here? Like, you can kind of see in her face, like, this isn't good. Like,
I wrote that down. I was like, I didn't know it was the owner. I was like, the other hairstylist is looking on in disbelief.
Yes.
She looks horrified.
She is.
She's like, what's going on over here? Should we check the hair?
He's like, I'm numb to the burn. Like, talking about it burning. I was like, it should not be burning. Like, I've dyed my hair blonde before. It should not be burning. Like, that's not right. But it's like orange, and then it turns brown. Like, I was like, how long was he at the salon? Like, it had to have been hours.
Totally.
Like, I hate people that don't know about hair, because he's like, why is it brown? And I don't know. It just, it was bad. It was really, really bad. But then, like, they continue talking about the Tori girl. And then they flash over to Katie and Tori on a, quote, date. And they're painting in Katie's apartment, which I was just like, this is the cringiest thing I've ever seen. Like, I'm sorry. Like, that is not a fun date.
No,
I'm
sorry.
But then Tom is like, yeah, I'm going to singles night tonight. And Joe invites herself. And I was like, good for her. Like, I was just like, go, Joe. Like, good for you, girl. Like, I feel bad for her because I think, you know, it's like, Tom does her dirty, but I was like, good for her being like, I want to come.
Yeah.
You know? So then that night we go to the girls' night, of Lala, Katie, Sheena, and Ariana. And they have this like Avengers entrance. Did you notice this?
Yeah, like, I did.
Dramatic. I mean, I love it. I kind of like the different production techniques, but it was just like funny because I was like, okay, because a girl I follow on Instagram lives in LA and she was like, this is like a dive bar. Like, this is not like a club. This is not like a nice.
Yeah, definitely. Bar. Like, look like a dive bar.
Yeah. And so she was like, why are we acting like you're walking into like the hottest club in town? Like, it was just funny. I thought Ariana looked like amazing. Like, Katie has on like a bowling shirt. I'm just like the fashion, and Lala
I had on
all
beanie.
Of Lala's outfits. She has on this beanie with this like sweater dress, and I also want to go back to the sperm bank Lala's outfit there, because she has on like a tweed like sweater set. But I just was like, the fashion. No one talks about what they're gonna wear on this show. Like, it's very obvious. No one's like, hey, what are you wearing tonight? Like, no one tries to like blend at all. Like, it's so funny to me. But anyway, Lala orders a Heineken Zero and a sparkling water, and so does Sheena. And I just am really, I want to know, is Heineken Zero sponsoring Vendor Pump Rules? Because I'm a Heineken truther. Like, I'm just like,
I don't watch this with commercials either, so I'm so curious. I wonder if they even have commercials on during the...
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, they're definitely, like, paying Sheena or something, they like, behind the scenes to, like... Every time you go to a bar, order a Heineken Zero. Or,
yes,
you know,
they have to be. That was just, I just clocked that immediately. I was like, they love Heineken Zero. So we kind of go back and forth between the girls' night and the singles' night with the Toms. So it's Tom, and Joe is there, Kyle Chan, and Tom's new assistant, Craig, is there, which I think is weird.
Craig gets to do all the fun stuff.
Yes. I'm like, poor Anne never got to go to the singles' night.
Right.
But I'm also like, don't cross work with fun. Like, leave, let your assistant have the night off. Like, I just was like, and I know he's not at work, but I'm just saying, like, I don't like how Tom like crosses the boundaries, because it feels like manipulative in a way. I don't know.
And then he claims he has an HR department. Yeah,
please.
We're eye rolling.
So Joe is like hating on Tori because they're talking about Tori and the date, and she's like, she's weird. And Joe and Tom are also eating suckers in this scene, which I just wrote that down because I was just like, these people belong together. I don't know why Tom is fighting
honest
it.
To God.
But they're all like, she's like messing with his hair. And all the guys, you can just tell like why they're thinking like, why is Joe here? Like, this is just not the vibe. Because I'm sure they wanted to have like a boys' night. And then Joe's just like inserting herself.
And do their like illicit things that they
always exactly.
Do.
As Ryan Bailey always says, these guys know where the bodies are buried. Like, they hold each other's secrets and, you know, whatever. So they go back to girls' night. Lala, like, is just like, I went to lunch with Joe yesterday. And she just, like, blurts it out. And Katie gets so mad about this. And I honestly was like, why does Katie care this much? Like, it just kind of was like, I don't think Lala really did
this exactly wrong. Reminded me of why I don't like Katie. Because I was just like, you're so mad about this. And I honestly, at the end of the day, I think it's about her place on the show. Is she's like, oh, another girl's going to be cast. That's less.
That could be it. Yeah, true.
I mean, I'm sure it's like, you're always probably thinking about that kind of stuff. But
sure.
I feel like she's like mad that Joe's getting screen time.
Right. Totally.
I think, and I mean, obviously she's like, she hates Joe.
Right.
Like, with a fiery passion. So it's probably, right. It's definitely some of that too.
Right.
She gets really mad at Lala.
Well, she does. She gets so upset about it. And I just think it's like a little over the top because I'm just like, why do you even care? Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I roll my eyes at Lala doing it because to me, I do think Lala's only doing it for camera time. So yep. It's like, I agree that it's like cringy and I would roll my eyes at it, but I wouldn't be pissed. And I also am like, Joe is not a threat to you, Katie. Give me a break. Like, I just was like, but anyway, she gets so heated. And Lala's like, Shorts gave Joe my name to connect within the group because I'm in my soft era. And I just think the soft thing is so, it's so crap. I mean, I'm just like, you can't be soft to your actual friends. You're just soft to everybody else. Like, you're not soft to Ariana. Right. So it's just interesting. But she also says, you're my homie, which made me roll my eyes. And then she said, it's not my job for my life to make sense to you. Which I'm like, okay, well, Ariana should say that to Lala. It's not my job to make my life make sense to you. Because I just think that's such a dismissive thing to
say.
That is
100% so true.
It's just such a hypocritical. But anyway, I think Katie got upset kind of out of nowhere. And I was just kind of like, this is a stupid fight. But Girls Night is kind of like over at that point because they are just
I was like, y'all dressed up and like did like your Avengers thing. And then it was like 2 seconds of for nothing. Scene.
But like Katie and Lala just had that like dinner where they were like, can you just be nicer to me? Like, I just, you know. And it's like, what happens in between these scenes? Like, why do y'all go from like, we're at peace.
They like leave the scene and just forget everything that they've ever said. Yeah.
It's hard to keep up. Like, honestly, it's so hard to keep up. But then we go back to singles night and me and my husband both were saying like, this looked like our hell, like having to walk around, like talk to people like this. Like, I was like, I would never want to do this. Like, it just looked like torture.
And that's what made like the lollipop thing so weird. I was like, why are you, aren't you like, if you're trying to meet people, like, I feel like a lollipop, it's such a,
but I think that's his like shtick. Like, he wants to be like cute and like adorable, and it's like, ew, like you're too.
Ugh. Y'all, like, if y'all could see our faces, like we literally are just rolling our eyes. Like every time we mention Shorts, our eyes just go round and around.
Look, Sandoval is the TV villain, but Shorts is a villain. Like, make no mistake, the man has problems. But Kyle Chan is even like, you need to not always be with Joe. You're never gonna get a girl.
Oh.
And I agree.
He is like, giving Joe the death stare. He looks at her with such disdain. Yes.
He does. He like hates her so much. But I'm like, I agree because I do feel bad for Joe. But I'm like, Tom, if you want to hook up and date, like, you don't need to be with Joe 24/7. Like, that's not how it works. And it's unfair to Joe, which I know is not Kyle Chan's point, but I'm like, it's unfair to Joe, obviously. But it's also like, why would you bring a girl with you to singles night? Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Tom Sandoval also tells a group of girls, I wear a lot of women's clothes.
Oh, they love it.
They love it. But it's these 20-year-old girls that just, like, think he's hot and it's cool that they're on TV. Like, I'm sorry. Like, that's all this is. Joe is, like, constantly cock-blocking Shorts. Just, like, if he's talking to a girl, she walks over.
She's, like, rubbing his hair.
Yes. Yeah. She's just like, hey, what you doing? Like, lurking around, and it's so cringy. But then in a confessional, Joe says, we are still hooking up. We have said I love you to each other. I'm tired of feeling like a secret. And this made me really sad. I do wonder, like, the timeline. Like, I'm just like, are they still hooking up? Like, what's the truth? Like, I would love to actually know, like, on this singles night, when was the last time they hooked up? Like, when was the last time they were physical?
And she also says, like, I was under the impression that I was going here to support Sandoval.
Right.
And I was like, I never saw that. I never got that impression from what we saw on the screen. But what made you think that?
Right.
And, like, I have so many questions about that comment.
Right, me too.
And so she ends up like, like getting upset and leaving.
Right. And I felt bad for her because I think she.
It's so relatable too, because we've all been with some douche.
I was just about to say the same thing.
Drags us along.
Yes.
And
we think they're going to change. Right.
Yeah. Won't just say one way or the other. Cause they want to live with you. Cause they want you to cook and clean and like have sex whenever. But then they still want to be have like a bachelor life too. And that's
Yeah.
exactly what he's doing.
100%.
And we've all
And
been
I,
there,
yes.
unfortunately.
And I feel bad for her because I think she does like have feelings for Tom, which she admits to later, but she's trying to be the cool girl. And we've all, like you said, we've all been there. We've all tried to be cool and like, oh, I'm good with no commitment. And it's like, but you're not, you know? And, but I wrote,
Right.
I said, and I said this earlier, but I'm going to repeat it. I feel like Joe's issue isn't as much that the girls are being mean to her and leaving her out, but the fact that Tom doesn't defend or include her in the group. Just like always, we blame the women and not the men because it's so easy to be like, Katie's a bitch or Ariana's mean to her. Why don't y'all include her in the group? But I'm like, why isn't Tom including her in the group? Like, Tom could have invited her to beach day. Like, why didn't he? Oh, because he
100%.
wanted to go hook up with Tori
100%.
after. Like, it's not, it has nothing to do with Katie needing to be nice to her. But it has everything to do with Tom just wanting his cake and eating it too. And then we already talked about this too, but I did want to say I actually enjoy scenes like this. I like seeing the guys act like idiots. I'd rather watch this than watch everybody fight all the time just because it's like light and it's like I can make fun and I can roll my eyes and then that's the end of the scene. So I enjoyed that. The next scene is paintball, which this scene was way too long. I just want everyone to know this scene was ridiculously long and I did
We
not
saw them
care.
actually like
Yes.
shooting paintball guns.
It was so weird that they spent so much time on this scene to me because it was very
And
like,
this wasn't an extended episode, right? I mean, this
no.
was like a regular, this was like 42 minutes. Yeah.
Yes. And I, even my
I
husband was like, this does not look fun. Like, it looked miserable. It hot. It
was
looked.
very worried because Brock wore
I
shorts.
know. I know.
I was like, all most of the other guys had on like layers
Well,
and
they
you know like
did.
just
It's like the
like
ball
that's what you're
hits the
supposed to.
leg.
I mean, I've
Yes.
never done paintball, but you know
No.
you want it hits your skin. So I was like,
Yes.
Brock is in
I
shorts,
know.
and like I
But I
couldn't
wrote in
believe that
my
the company
notes.
didn't like per.
I said, Brock is looking good in those shorts. I own my truth.
His muscular tree trunk legs.
Was kind of into it, but then I realized what you're talking about. Like, he doesn't need to have on shorts. Like, this is dangerous.
Oh yeah, yes. I was just mostly don't bruises, baby
I
blues. Like it's like this way.
That's your
Those
money
little blue
asset. Like, what are
shorts.
you doing? Yeah.
Yes.
But the guys, even like, you might get have to have plastic surgery. Like, you could get in seriously injured out here. Like, I'm just
Yeah,
like,
and I was like, I couldn't believe that nobody told him to like be fully clothed, or that they didn't rent
yeah.
out like padded pants or
That's
something.
how they do it in New
It
Zealand,
looked
girl. Yeah.
horrible. I was like, this is miserable. And it was a bunch of freaking randos,
Okay,
too.
so I wrote everyone is here but Katie and Ariana. Billie Lee is there, thank God. Like, I haven't seen her in so long. I missed her. I wish
She's
Lisa Vanderpump had
alive.
shown
Yeah.
up at this scene, honestly. That would have been like
Oh my gosh,
the cherry
yes.
on top. And Lala even says, like, this group is weird. There's like 12-year-olds. Even Lala says, like,
Right.
this group is weird. There's like 12-year-olds here. And she says that one of them is 23 and Tom like goes out with him all the time. And I was like, that is so weird. But then Sheena gets defensive and it's like, well, Tori's 24 and we hang out. Like,
Well, that's
it's just so funny.
weird.
I know, I think it's weird, but whatever. Sheena is drinking a Heineken Zero. I just want to point that out again. Has anyone in this show ever heard of a Diet Coke? Like, I just am like, just order a freaking diet or bring a Diet Coke. Like, why do you need
Right,
to drink
because
a
at least with Diet
beer?
Coke, you get a little caffeine boost. But like, why are you
Yes.
drinking a beer?
It just feels so
It's
heavy
odd.
and
It's
like,
like,
yeah.
yes. I did make a note that she's pretty in this scene.
Sheena?
Yes. I
Yes.
thought
I
she
thought
looked
she
really
looked really,
pretty.
yeah.
Yeah.
I actually think her style this season has been like better than it normally is.
I
Like, I
agree.
think
She's
she's
had a nice
improved.
glow up. Yeah, totally.
But then Sheena's like, I thought this was indoor, like a laser tag situation. And Lala says, this is a direct quote. Oh no, this is paintballing, bitch. And I was like, Lala, paintball expert. Like, she's just so like, are you paintball like queen? Like, it was just so funny to me that she was like, this is paintball. Like, why do you think it's inside? So everybody goes to play. Lala, Sheena, and Allie are sitting just at a picnic table and it looks miserable. Like, I was like, why don't y'all go get brunch? Like, I just was like, I would not want to go like watch my husband play paintball. Like, it just looked so stupid to me. And I was like, at least Allie and Sheena are there to support their men. Lala is just there to hang out. More proof that she just wants camera time. Like, she's willing to do willing to do anything to be on camera. So they tell Allie about the fight with Katie at girls' night. And Allie's just like, what happened? Like, what's going on? And they kind of talk about Joe. And Allie's coming more of a place like, I feel bad for Joe. Like, I was worried about her. And I do think, you know, like we already said, Katie got too heated too quickly. And it was just like, seriously, like over. I don't think it should have turned into like a blow up at all, but whatever. But I did write, Lala is only looking out for herself. She doesn't care about her friendship with Katie. She doesn't care about her friendship with Ariana. Like, she doesn't care. So then the final scene is, speaking of Joe, is with Tom and Joe in his apartment, Tom Schwartz. And she was already in there, which I wrote down because I was like, does she have a key? Does she live there? Like, what is their situation?
Well, then they show like little Polaroids and little notes. And like one was like, you make me happy and that's hard to do. Love you. And like a Polaroid picture of her on the fridge. Yes. It's like it's obvious like that she... there's traces of her around the apartment. I don't know if she has a key or lives there or what, but like has free reign to do at this apartment.
I clocked the pictures of her, like the solo shots of her on the fridge. Cause I was like, I have pictures of me and my friends on my fridge, but I don't have a picture of just my friends. Like, that's not a normal thing to do. You know what I mean? Like, these especially are like solo shots like of
friends
of the
opposite sex. You know? Yeah. Right.
So that was weird to me. And I was like, more proof that Tom is letting her, you know, leading her on. So Tom is like, what happened last night? Like, you left, talking about singles night, because I don't even think I said like she left like super abruptly. After he kissed that girl, she was like, okay, I gotta go, and like left.
Right.
And so he's like, what happened?
Joseph.
And so he says, he says very clearly, I will give him an ounce of credit in this scene.
Yeah.
He's very clear. He does not want to be in a relationship and he wants freedom to date and hook up and get numbers. And I was like, okay, good for him for actually.
He finally said it, communicating
clearly. And Joe is obviously like heartbroken. Like, I was really sad for her in this scene because she says, we've just been there for each other. It sucks because we've spent so much time together. And then I see you with another girl. She asks if he's embarrassed by her and he's like, no. And I don't think he's like embarrassed by her, but I don't think he wants to admit that there's anything there. Like, I think he really wants it to just be friends and that's it. But he says, maybe we don't need to hang out as much if she's getting mixed signals. And Joe says, yeah, maybe we don't need to hang out at all. And I was like, good for her. Like, I was like, good for Joe. Like, protect yourself, you know? And Joe says, we have a connection. It would be so easy to just be together. She admits that she does have feelings for him deep down. And then she starts to cry. And this was so hard to watch because you could just tell Tom didn't know what to say, didn't know what to do. And she's like, we have something amazing, but maybe I'll find it somewhere else. That like just truly like broke my heart. And she gets up and she's like, I want to call my dad, and like walks out crying. And Tom follows her, calling her Joseph in a baby voice. And then the door shuts.
Joseph.
And then he's like, this is another thing when they're still on the couch. He like tries to give her the dog to like comfort her. And I was just like, don't be like silly and cute right now. Like,
I hate him. Like,
But yeah, there's no scene for next week. There's no preview.
I know. I noticed that. I was like, there's no preview for next week. But I felt really bad for Joe because I felt like she's made some mistakes. And like getting with Tom Schwartz in the first place was dumb. But I'm also like, I think she definitely was getting a lot of mixed signals. And even if production was like, okay, you're going to get a confessional, like you're part of this group, like y'all, like we're going to film scenes with you and Tom together. Like there's a lot of things that I could see myself being like reading into, like, 100%. Okay, well, if we're filming together, then that must mean that our relationship is good and strong. Totally. And like, so I think I could see myself and maybe her like misreading some of these
yeah
things that happen.
Totally.
But I'm like, at the same time, I'm like, good for her for like walking away in this scene, right? Because to even like approach this conversation, like, it's, you know,
yeah,
is scary. And totally. I think they've been like avoiding the conversation for a while. Yeah. And yeah, I was shocked that Short said anything about it on camera and didn't just try to like,
me too,
kick the can down the road for a little bit.
Me too.
But I don't know. And on the after show, he mentions like that they're friendly. They text every now and then, but they're not like a part of each other's lives anymore. Cause they both moved on. It sounds right. like.
But Joe is on Raquel's podcast today. So y'all, I'm going to look at Vanderpod recaps and see the recap. Cause I saw she posted it. So I don't know what that conversation will be about, but
that'll
be interesting. I know, but they're still friends. So, justice for Joe. I mean, I'm not like a fan of hers necessarily, but I do feel bad for her in this scenario. And I was really disappointed that there wasn't a preview for next week, because I was like, is this conversation going to continue? Like,
yes.
You know,
yes. So yeah, I'm dying to like, hopefully they'll release something online about like the preview or something.
Yeah.
But
this was episode 11. I think there's 16.
We're winding down. Yeah.
Cause I do think they go on a trip. I told you from my internet sleuthing, I think they go to San Francisco at some point. They do a group trip there. And then I know they have like the big finale party, is like a formal like black tie event in LA that Kyle Chan hosts. So I think we are winding down. Like, I think we're getting to the end, which I've enjoyed parts of the season, but I'm ready for a break. Like, I'm ready for the discourse to end.
Then we'll get into New Jersey discourse, because that'll be the next big thing.
I'm not ready for that. I'm just telling you.
Breaking news, OJ Simpson dead at 76.
I know! I literally just saw that notification come up on my phone.
He had cancer, apparently.
Holy crap. I did not know.
RIP to a murderer.
I know. Our cousin. That's our maiden name, if anyone was asking.
Yeah.
OJ Simpson.
I don't know. Let's maybe, do you want to take a break? Do you want to do the Valley next week?
We can take,
it's our show. We can do
next week if you want. I know we've gone long today.
Our show, we can do whatever we want.
I know.
Yes. The Valley
is great. I will tell y'all.
Yes.
My expectations were so low. And it's blowing them out of the water. I'm just
Just because we're not finding the time to like recap it doesn't mean we're not watching it. Like, I'm actually like really enjoying it. So
me too. I look forward to it.
So watch this space. We promise we're gonna get to it at some point.
Yeah.
But it is good.
One day.
So guys, please like and subscribe to our podcast.
Please.
Tell Me Everything on Apple, Spotify, all that fun stuff. Leave us a review, like Ginger 666. Don't let her outshine you guys in your comments. We want to hear from you. What do you want us to talk about? What do you think? What do you think about all the controversial stuff that we hashed out today?
I know.
Do we cross the line?
DM us. We're not afraid. We I would love to hear an opposing opinion.
Yeah, DM us.
I'm open.
Yes, we're on Instagram at OMG Tell Me Everything.
Yes.
And Laura always is like posting Bravo stuff, pop culture stuff. So definitely give us a follow there. And DM her, like she said, we want to hear from you guys. So awesome.
All right.
All right, have a great day, everybody. We'll chat with you next Tuesday.
Bye.